So welcome everybody, Mirek Boda. I'm CEO of ING Bank Śląski. If we can go through the presentation starting maybe from the slide number five, that gives the summary of our development of our volumes during the year 2011. I think the most important information is that our volumes grew on the lending side by 7 billion zloty, as you may see. That's 21% growth year on year and 6% growth quarter on quarter. This growth of the lending on the other side was offset by the growth of the deposit by 5.2 billion zloty. So as easily calculated, about 2 billion zloty was financed through the sale of our bonds portfolio. So development of the volume side during 2011 was that our lending increased by 7, our deposit grew by 5, and by 5 our total balance sheet increased. And out of the 7 growth of lending, 2 was financed by the shortening of our bonds portfolio. Slide number 6, that's the development of the basic ratios for the bank, net interest margin, cost-income ratio, number of clients per employee, and the commercial balances per employee. I think that the most important or interesting is the cost-income ratio that dropped in the year 2011 to 56%. Last quarter was 55%. Slide 7, financial result of ING Bank Śląski. The 880 million zloty net profit, that's the highest profit achieved by the bank ever. Just for your information, the result of the bank in the prior years was following. For 2005, that was 574. For 2006, that was 650. For 2007, that was 630. 2008 was 445. 2009, 595. 2010 was 753, and already 2010 that was the highest result ever, and in 2011 bank achieved absolutely highest result in the history, something like 20% higher than 2010 and more or less 50% higher than 2009. Looking into the revenue and the cost development, the growth of the revenue is twice faster than the cost. So in 2011, we managed to grow our profit with the cost-income ratio of the 50%. The return on asset was on the level 1.3, and the return on equity on the level of the almost 15%. Slide 8, Chile market shares, household deposit. That's in the last quarter of the year, we grew our volumes as well. However, the market grew even faster, so that slight drop of our market share from 726 to 710. On the lending side, we are approaching to the 3%, in spite of this fast growth of the volume, 21% over the year. That was enough to improve our market share only by the 30 basic points. Commercial banking, slide number 9, the market share on the deposit is on the level 6.5%, so comparable to the previous quarter, and the lending volumes are market share is on the level 7.27. It means that the market share increased in line with the growth of our fast growth of the lending volumes on the corporate side in last quarter, especially in the December. Retail banking, slide number 12, that's the number of the clients, total and per quarter. On this orange figures or box, we put the number of the clients acquired every quarter. So as you can calculate, the bank acquired something like the 300,000 of clients over the year. Slide number 13, the volumes growth. As we discussed, year on year, the volumes on the deposit side increased by the 4% quarter on quarter, 7% year on year. Of course, the issue is with the mutual funds that year on year dropped by one fourth, and quarter on quarter that's the drop by the 8%. Current account of clients, slide number 14. I think that's still a continuation of the development from the prior quarters, the increasing share of the direct accounts that are on the level 54%, and 46% of our accounts are the regular accounts. I mean, that's the account with the access to the internet, however, with some additional services allowing us to charge clients the fee, as the retail account is free of the any charge. Lending for the retail clients, slide number 15. Our main engine of growth in 2011 was the retail mortgages that grew 34% year on year. From other position, I think interesting point is this cash loans that year on year dropped by the 1%. Just for your information, we managed our sell on this product was on the level almost 1 billion zloty over the year 2011, but that was not enough to increase the volume, absolute volume. So the challenge is that we have to prepare our infrastructure to sell faster, just to, you know, be able to increase the total volume of the cash loans. Mortgage loans, slide number 16. In the last quarter, we exceeded 900 million of the sell, and that was more than 9% of the market share in the new sell. As you may see on the slide, the market is into West majority in the Polish zloty. In the Polish zloty, where we are active, we do not offer clients lending in the currency. 17, that's our distribution network and the direct banking. In 2011, we have launched some mobile banking application on the iPhone that is very well perceived by the clients, and it's very high access as well in the shop of the Apple, where it achieved 4.5 of the stars out of the 5 possible. Of course, if there are no the big changes during the year from the number of the branches point of view of the self-service areas, we have still 439 branches. In all of them, almost are self-serving areas. In all of them, we have the ATMs and the cashing machines. 78% of the cash-in is right now served by the cashing machines. And all the ATMs are for the owner of the direct accounts for free. From the network point of view, we are making some upgrade of our branches, changing their layout. In 2011, we managed to improve this layout of the 67 branches. Corporate banking, slide number 19. Deposit volumes growth 20% year on year. I think the most important is the growth of the current account, because that's the very stable part. Year on year, that grew by the 25%, the significant growth you may see on the big and medium enterprises that increased almost 30% year on year, but quite significant growth is on this big client segment as well. Of course, that's kind of in the corporate segment, the situation is that the volumes on the year end are slightly higher than average during the year, but nevertheless, if you compare the year end with year end, I think that comparison is the correct one. Slide number 20, that's the information about our application over the achievable over the internet. So something like more than 50% of the lending application was served in 2011 using this internet application. Slide number 21, information about our two companies we took over from the beginning of this year, ING Lease and ING Commercial Finance, that's the factoring company. As you remember, we paid 213 million zloty for these two companies. They are quite good position on the market. They have, both of them have number 3 position in the leasing and factoring, and we believe that will be our growth engine for this corporate banking segment for the year 2012. Slide number 22 and 23, that's the information about our biggest transaction as well as the financing of the municipalities. Overall, in the year 2011, we won the tender for the amount of the 1.1 billion zloty. and we are still serving 12 out of the 50 biggest Polish cities. It means over 75,000 of the inhabitants. So we are still keeping the leading position into this segment. And slide number 24, that's the biggest transaction of our brokerage house in the year 2011. Financial results, slide number 26. That's more in-depth information about the annual figures. The biggest growth is on the interest income. That's how we inform, and there will be the biggest growth, and that's, you know, the effect of realization of our strategy of the growing volume and exchanging the bonds into the lending. On the fees and commission side, the growth is 3%. However, it needs to be remembered that in Poland in 2011, we had an increase of the fee cost of the BFG. In the case of ING Bank Śląski, the effect of this growth of fee was 21 million zloty. So this amount was absorbed within the fees and commission result. The trading and other revenue is higher by one-third, more or less. And overall, our income growth twice faster than cost. So income growth 8%, cost 4%. Risk cost slightly lower than a year ago, and overall the bank result is 20% before tax and 70% after tax, better than a year ago. Solvency ratio 12.3%. Here we see some increasing demands from the Polish banking supervision that they would like bank to have the solvency ratio of the 12% level. Return on equity on the level almost 50%. Looking to slide number 28, I think that's the information about the annual development of the interest income and the fees and commission. How we are describing, we are focusing to this bread and butter banking business. I mean, the interest income and fees and commission in both this position grew during the year 2011. Looking into the split per business line, the slide number 29, there is quite well-diversified activity of ING Bank Śląski. We have very reliable corporate banking and the retail banking. You see that the corporate banking generated 1.4 billion zloty revenue in 2011 and the retail banking 1.5. So the bank has two very strong legs and each of them is generally more or less the same amount of the revenue. Cost, slide number 30. That's the growth overall 4% year-on-year. The biggest or the faster growth is on the HR expenses, that is increased 6% year on year. Other expenses increased by the 3%. Risk cost, slide number 31. Here we have some comparable development as it was a year ago. On the corporate banking, the loan loss provision was on the level 36 million. On the retail, on the 14 million zloty. On the retail side, that's slightly lower than we have assumed. That's because in the IFRS, we can book only the incurred but not reported losses. We cannot book expected loss. And unfortunately or fortunately, the quality of our retail lending portfolio is quite good, so there was no any base to have higher loan loss provision allocation in the fourth quarter. So overall, our loan loss provision in the last quarter of 2011 was on the level 50 million zloty versus 61 a year ago. Slide 32, that's the NPL ratio. Total bank is on the level 4.2 versus market 7.3. For the corporate segment, the market is on the 7.3 and we are on the level 5.1. Improving this ratio in comparison to the prior quarter. Retail banking market 7.4 and we are on the 2.8. And I think there are two conditions. The first one, probably our portfolio is more secure than average. We do not have too much of the cash loans nor the currency lending. And of course, our retail portfolio is relatively new, so it is still high quality. Bank assets, slide number 33. The result of this increase of the volume of the lending is, I think, visible in the situation in our balance sheet for the year end. We see that the first time the lending contribute to the more than 50% of our asset side. Looking into the structure or the split of the lending between the corporate and retail, the still majority is on the corporate side. Slide number 34. Our liabilities, and in the liability side, as you may see, 76% of our liabilities are the deposit and 9% is the cash. So overall, it's a solid capital. So overall, 85% of our liabilities are really cash. And this consists into vast majority of the deposit of the retail. You see 33 billion and the deposit of the corporate banks, on the corporate clients, sorry, almost 19 billion. Slide number 35, some basic ratios. Return on equity 15%, return on asset 1.3%, interest margin stable between the quarters. However, if you look into the details, the situation is that the revenue on lending or interest rate on lending is growing, interest rate on deposit as well is growing. I mean, the deposit costs are higher. What do you see? That the strengthening of the Polish bonds and the profitability and return generated by the bonds is lower, so I think that generally confirmed the correctness of the direction of the bank to exchange the bonds into the lending. Slide number 36, our solvency ratio. In the last quarter, ING Bank Śląski Group in Poland solvency ratio dropped to the 12.3. Standalone is 11.8, and this difference between the group and standalone decreased because we have consolidated ING Mortgage Bank in the last quarter of the prior year. And of course, from the 1st of the January of this year, we took over leasing and commercial finance company, and overall impact on the consolidated solvency ratio will be on the level more or less 1%. Loan-to-deposit ratio within the year 2011, it remains flat in spite of this fast growth of the lending. As we said, the 7 billion growth of lending was offset by more than 5 billion growth of the deposit. That's basically, I think, the most important issues from our presentation. If you have any questions, please feel free.
Okay, hi. It's Michał Konarski from Wood & Company. Maybe I will start. So actually, starting from the top line, we saw some margin pressure in the fourth quarter. I'm wondering, what is your outlook for the year 2012, taking into account also anti-Belka deposits problem? Do you expect significant margin pressure, or do you think it will be? Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Somebody put on hold, I think.
Oh.
And we cannot communicate with the person.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, we should continue with this music.
Please, guys, unmute.
Ah, you.
That was not you. Okay, now.
Thank you for switching off the music.
okay, so maybe summing up my question. So what would be the outlook for the margin for 2012, and taking into account the anti-Belka problem? If there, are you expecting some big margin pressure in this year?
Yes, I think so. It looks like. At least we believe we have something like the small repetition of the year 2009. Of course, the difference is that the lending, that the margin on the lending is already on the high level, so I don't know how much faster and further it can grow. On the bond side, the situation is that Polish bonds are perceived as a very secure and stable, so they start to behave just, you know, into the direction of the bonds of the German bonds. So the question is how Polish bonds will strengthen, but rather would not count on some increase of the profitability from this source. So I would say some increase on the interest rate on the loans, probably the drop of the interest rate on the bonds, and the remaining open question is, as you correctly pointed, what will happen with the deposit? And I think because of this maturity or the termination of this on the daily capitalization, deposit will see some competition for this part, and the result of this will be increase of the rate for the client. So it means that pressure on the net interest margin for the banks. And of course, the question is how big and how tough this competition will be. We see the Polish banking supervision slightly, you know, how to say, informing a bank that they are not willing, exactly, that they do not willing to see some unjustified offer on the market with a very, very high interest rate. So they would like to definitely to stop and protect the market from the deposit war. However, we don't know how efficient they will be and how you know deep and strong this deposit war will be.
Okay, perfect. So maybe second question a bit related to that. Actually, what are your expectations regarding the lending volumes in 2012? We saw pretty nice growth at ING in 2011. I'm just wondering, what do you think will be the driver in 2012?
Yeah, I think there are two drivers. The first driver is the market itself, because if the market will not grow as well, and we believe that the market growth will be quite low. So for now, we assume single digit of the growth of the market. And of course, within this, we have our volumes, and we believe that we can still grow faster than the market. But if the market will significantly slow down, of course, we will slow down as well. However, we still believe we will grow on the lending faster than market.
All right, and in terms of products, are you planning to focus maybe more on consumer lending? How do you see corporates?
Yes, on the retail side, we are still focused on the mortgages. However, with this year, within the more shift, as we inform, to the retail lending, I mean the cash loans. Of course, as I said, during the 2011 already we sold 1 billion of the cash lending. And it was enough just to keep or maintain our volumes. So we have to really invest into the increased capacity of our infrastructure and to be able to, double this sell. Because then we'll be really, able to increase the volume. And of course, the challenge is that the bigger volume you have, the more you have sell just to maintain this volume. Because just, very simple example, we have 1.4 billion of the volume and the 1 billion of sell during the year. So the average maturity of this portfolio is 1.5 year.
Mm-hmm.
It's very profitable. That's okay that's repaid so quickly, but you have to really produce to maintain, to increase the volume and later to maintain it. So of course we are focused on the cash loans, but the issue is that it has to be really a machinery that will generate these volumes, or will be able to generate these volumes. And I think that you will see on the market some the movement or some actions on our side. Still, I think in the first quarter. On the corporate side, I think the most important issue and the purpose of the taking over this leasing and commercial finance company, I mean the factoring company, was increase on the volumes on the corporate side. After the growth on the municipalities, we just wanted to have another engine for growth that is, let's say, on average more secure than the just non-collateralized lending for the corporate, and we believe that this kind of the asset-based lending, like the leasing and the factoring, will be our next engine growth on the corporate side. Of course, they are leasing, especially their focus right now. They've been historically focused on the real estate transaction. Right now, we are working with them together to restructure a bit this activity and to shift them towards the leasing of the equipment and the cars that is far shorter in the tenor and far more profitable from the margin point of view.
Mm-hmm. But in terms retail corporate, so which one will grow faster?
Oh, you know, that's a good question. As you saw that the growth in the year 2011 was comparable, I think there will be significant slowdown in the year 2012. I would say that, you know, if we will realize our targets in the retail and in the corporate, especially with this asset-based lending, I think we can still maintain the growth of both segments. Of course, there are two conditions. The first one is the growth of the market, because that's mm-hmm. what you are dependent on. And secondly, you know, we have some work to do in the cash loans, and we have some work to do with the leasing.
All right. Thank you. That's all from me for now.
Hi, this is Tomasz Markowicz, UBS. I have several questions, if I may. Well, I wanted to ask you about mortgage lending. So there is this new recommendation which says that banks should assess creditworthiness on maximum 25 years. Do you think you would be affected by this? And in other words, do you expect a major slowdown in mortgage lending in particular in 2012? The second question is about fees. So in Q4, there was a decline by 4 million quarter on quarter in credit related fees. And why was it so strong? It looks like credit growth was still strong in Q4, or even accelerated. Then the third question is on your trading income. So there was a couple of provisioning charges. One was related to the risk of counterparty risk, which I believe was like probably third or fourth quarter in sequence where you were actually provisioning for this risk. And the second charge was related to repricing of IRS. And the question is, will we see the same charge in trading income, either for the counterparty risk or for repricing of IRS hedging instruments? And maybe the last question on capital adequacy. So I understand that these ratios that you are showing on slide 36, they don't yet include the profit for 2011. So maybe if you could give an estimate by how much this profit would after retaining this profit, what would be the capital ratios? And will you be able to pay dividend basically after assuming, you know, these acquisitions you were discussing earlier and profit from 2011? And do you think you would like to pay maybe a small dividend out of last year's profit? Thank you.
Okay. The first question was about the mortgage development, volumes development.
Yeah.
So the sell in the, because of course we relate to the sell on the market sell in the 2011 was on the level of 51 billion zloty. Mm-hmm. We assume that in 2012 it will be something like 20% less.
Okay.
Or even more. Of course, all this recommendation, as you properly pointed, are affecting the market volumes. What I may say that, to be honest, all these recommendations are more or less shifting markets towards us. So I mean that we've been not active into the currency lending mortgages. We never granted the loans with the loan-to-deposit value higher significantly than 100%. Right now the highest possible is 90%. So, you know, from our perspective, this recommendation from the banking supervisions, that's the correct one. That will allow to have the offer of the different bank comparable. And I think that's, you know, shifting more markets towards us. So basically, I would rather not expect deterioration of our market position. It's, I think, the driving issue or driving point is the growth of the market in total. Credit fees, that's quite simple issue. In the third quarter 2011, we had some one-off. I think that was more than 5 million zloty. That was repayment of the loan By the new owner of the ING car lease. In the first quarter, ING Group has signed agreement to sell ING car lease company to the BMW. And one of the points in the agreement was repayment of the loans, and this loan for us was repaid with some additional, as I said, one-off 5 million fee. Trading, and that's quite interesting, and the point that is making a lot of volatility in our results. As you correctly remember, in the third quarter we have two allocations, or the two, let's say, negative revaluation. The first one was the CVA, it was more than 20 million, and the second was negative valuation of our hedges on the euro bonds, and that was more than 20 million as well. Overall, that was slightly less than 50 million zloty. Of course, the main reason of this increase in this moment was increase of exposures because of the FX rate change. Because then, you know, in the third quarter, if you remember correctly, the zloty has weakened from 3.93 to the 4.41 for the year, for the quarter end, and it remains on this level on the during the fourth quarter, so there are not a big differences in these positions.
The FX rate was affecting the provision for counterparty risk, yeah?
Yes, just very simple issue. If you have the, you know, the, if we have the IRSs with other banks hedging these euro bonds, and you have that's the valuation of the, I don't know, 100 euro. Yes, and if the valuation is 5, so the zloty is rate is 3 zloty, so the valuation is 15, yes, in Polish zloty. If the rate is growing to 4, yes, the same, I don't know, 5 euro valuation give you 20 zloty. So the same balance sheet position, by increase of their size, if you look into our balance sheet between the second quarter and third quarter, you will see that the revaluation of the financial instruments increased our balance sheet by something like 2 billion zloty. And the main reason is just the increase of the FX rate. And of course, if you are doing the CVA, because the CVA does the provision for some default of the counterparty, so if you have, you know, just the higher exposure with the same risk, you have the higher allocation of the on this, you know, CVA. In theory, if the zloty will strengthen, the same amounts in euro should shrink, so it should have some positive effect into the P&L if the counterparty credit situation would not change significantly. Yes, because you have the two, it's just the, you know, exposure at default multiplied by the expected loss of the counterparty. So if the exposure at default is in the currency, if the Polish zloty is weakening, the exposure at default is growing, but with the same, you know, PD, it generates you the higher allocation for this CVA. And the second point, it was more or less the same reason, that was just inefficiency of this hedge, and because the hedge is in the euro, more or less the same inefficiency in euro generates the higher revaluation into the Polish zloty profit and loss. And here again, if the Polish zloty will strengthen, in theory, you know, the same revaluation should, in euro, should be, you know, should have the positive impact on our profit and loss. That's the funny situation, but that's the way it is. Because we are not perfectly close on this hedge, because hedge is plus minus 20%, so with the volumes of the 770 million euro, it always generates some, you know, volatility. Unfortunately, with such a changes of the currency, when the change is from the quarter to quarter by more than 10%, of course, it affects, unfortunately, our results by the tens of the millions worth. Yeah? And in the last quarter, in the fourth quarter, we have some another issue as well related to the derivatives. The one of the instruments that appear into the market during the year 2011, especially in the second half of 2011, is the new kind of the credit support agreement that the banks are signing between each of them. And this agreement is for the case that if of the counterparty of the transaction will default, the another bank should have the cash collateral enough to close this, you know, then open transaction on the market. For example, if I will agree with the counterparty, you know, I will, I don't know, buy from them 5 million or 1 million euro in a year. So I did just the forward rate agreement, and I will pay them 4 zloty per euro. In the, of course, if they will settle the transaction, I will get this, you know, 1 million euro. I will pay 4 million zloty. I will get 1 million euro. And I will, you know, of course, settle my obligation, because that transaction is usually to hedge our own position. If during the, you know, lasting of this transaction, the rate will increase to the 5 zloty, in theory, I have negative valuation, you know, for the 100,000 zloty. And if my counterparty will default and they will not deliver this 1 million euro to me, I have to buy it on the market, but then not on the 4, but on the 5 zloty. So this agreement is that in case of the negative valuation, each of the party should place collateral in cash for the difference in the revaluation. That in case that if one of the counterparty will default, another counterparty is in cash collateralized enough to close this transaction based on the current market rate. I don't know whether I'm clear or not. If you have some other questions, feel free. And of course, if you are making the revaluation of the IRS and other derivatives transaction, until now, everybody took the LIBOR and VIBOR rate as a base for this valuation. And right now, we have to take into consideration that there is this cash amount placed as well, so it has to be revaluated as well, because if I will place the 1 million euro as a collateral, I'm, you know, having the cost of the funding of this 1 million euro. So this cost should be included into the revaluation of this IRS or another transaction. And basically, we do not have the final model, and we don't know finally how it will be served on the market and how it will develop on the market. However, looking into the positions together with the auditors and with the group, we assess that the impact of the change of the revaluation of the financial instruments toward this, we call it overnight interest rate swap curve, the effects will be probably on the level more or less of the 14 million zloty negative. And in the trading result of the 2011 on the fourth quarter, we just put additional provision in the amount of the 14 million zloty.
Sorry, the total impact would be 40?
In, and that's booked in the figures of the fourth.
Okay.
1-4.
Okay. So this basically this 14, excluding the movement in FX, we could say it's not happening again.
No, this one I think it's not much related to the FX. This is just the cost of the collateral. Of course, but you're right, because the collateral depends as well of the valuation. So, you know, it's linked together. Interest rate, FX, it's because of course FX depends on the interest rate, and our position depends on the FX, so revaluation depends on this as well. Of course, that's all the positions are linked. And of course, that's, as I said, the total change in the balance sheet was 2 billion zloty. However, impact on our profit and loss was significantly lower. That was this, you know, 20 million CVA, 20 million of the ineffectiveness of our hedge transaction, but nevertheless the same amounts in euro, if the rate is changing significantly or if the interest rate is changing significantly, affects our profit and loss, because all our positions are never perfectly hedged up to the one penny.
Sure. Okay. And the question about capital?
Oh, yes, okay, the last question, capital adequacy ratio and dividend. The capital adequacy ratio, last quarter we end up with the 12.3. Standalone is 11.9, if I remember. So basically this difference shrink because we took over the bank, ING Bank, Mortgage Bank. And you ask how it will develop in the year 2012?
If the whole profit is included.
Okay. And the situation is following that if we'll include the profit, it will more or less offset the drop because of the leasing and commercial finance company took over. So it will be something like minus 1% and plus 1%. So overall effect should be more or less on zero, including the profit 2011, second half of the year.
So that could mean that there is no dividend from 2000.
We didn't took the final decision yet, but as Małgosia Kołakowska, our CEO, informed today, we are considering proposal that dividend. As the main reason, I think there are two reasons. The first one is that we took over this leasing and commercial finance company, but that of course as a one-off is affecting our ratios, but as well significantly increase the expectation of the banking supervision that increase this required level of the capital adequacy ratio from 10% to the 12%. That is quite significant increase. To be honest, that's a very tough ratio because the EU is requiring banks to have the Tier 1 solvency ratio on the level of the 9%. So having this requirement for Poland on the 12%, I would say is rather high.
Excuse me, I didn't get it. What the CEO was trying to say, that there would be a proposal of a small dividend?
No, the banking supervision, they send a letter to all the banks.
Yeah, I know, about 12%.
About the 12%, that they expect the banks to maintain the Tier 1 ratio on the level of the 12%. I'm saying that that's quite high requirement, because as far as at least as I know, the requirement within the EU zone or the Eurozone is to have by banks to have the solvency ratio on the level of the 9%. So it's far lower than 12, I'm just saying. So theoretically, the Polish banking supervision is more cautious than on average.
So it means we still don't know what will be the dividend proposal, basically. Okay.
We don't know what will be the dividend proposal.
Sorry, and just one more additional question. Sorry I took so much time, but that one I hope is quick. Basically, you sold NPLs, corporate NPLs. Was it the main reason for a drop in NPL ratio and a decrease in NPL ratio in the corporate portfolio? And where was the gain booked? There was something like 10 million gain. In which line was it booked?
The gain 10 million is more or less into our loan loss provision. However, because not all of these transactions were tax effective, because the sale of the receivables in Poland is not tax deductible, only if you are doing over the some special fund. So, because that's not always possible, that's partially visible as well in our tax rate.
Okay. That's why the tax rate was so high this time.
Of course, that's not the only one reason, because, for example, we have as well some additional not tax deductible cost of the intra-group funding, because according with the tax regulation, cost of funding that is higher than 3 times our base share capital is not tax deductible. In our case, our share capital is on the level of the 130 million zloty. So 3 times it's 390 million zloty, and every cost of every funding higher than 300 million zloty is not tax deductible. That is quite low amount. We tried to discuss it with the tax office that we would like to allocate our retained earnings to the base capital, but the answer was that we can do this, but we have to pay 19% of the tax on top of this. We went into the court and we just by the first instance and then to the highest court. Unfortunately, we didn't succeed, so we did not change this allocation of the retained earnings, and we still have the not tax deductible funding cost into our profit and loss.
And this transaction explains this significant drop in NPL ratio and NPL coverage for corporate clients, yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions?
Marta Czajkowska from KBC Securities. Just wanted to ask additional question on provisioning level. What's your view basically on the through the cycle provisioning level for your portfolio? Also taking into account your new acquisition, this asset-backed lending, and what's your view on the 2012, whether ING should be below through the cycle provisioning or equal to that or maybe above if you are bearish on the second question would be if you could shed some light on the on the margin on the asset based lending that you acquired what that we could assess the impact on your on your margin from that respect and the third question would be just the third question would be on the interchange fees that's a question that is asked on all the meetings we had recently. Basically, what's the level of the intercharge in at ING in relation to your revenues on the fee income, and what's your view on the implementation of this basically drop in the fee level? And the fourth question would be just an overall question about your feeling on 2012. We already had a few of your peers reporting, and the picture, from what I can understand, is quite optimistic. Basically, the management is pretty sure that given, although not high lending, but still volumes are going to grow. The revenues should follow. They are pretty sure that they can keep their costs basically on the cost growth on the level of revenue growth. And then if they and they expect the overall bottom line not to be so much different from 2011. I just wonder if you could comment on that in respect of ING. Thank you.
Dzień dobry, Pani Marto.
Dzień dobry.
So just my gut going one by one. Provisioning level. We believe that the some kind through the cycle risk cost for the corporate that's on the level something like 60 to 70 basic points. For the retail, for 2012, we assume something like 70 to 80 basic points. Of course, on the retail side, we believe we will have the higher sell of the cash loans, so that may increase our cost in the segment. Of course, in the corporate, as we saw during 2011, that may happen. We have some one-offs that are influencing the quarterly figure. However, we still believe that this through the cycle risk cost should be rather on the level I mentioned. About the our leasing and commercial finance company, I would say that they are right now a bit different company than we want them to be, because for now they've been, especially the leasing, been very much focused on the real estate market. So majority of the portfolio are real estate transactions that you may expect the risk costs are rather low, but unfortunately the margin are rather low. This portfolio is much funded by the group, so that's kind of the, let's say, inheritance, and that will remain in our books. The new production, I think I said shortly as well, would like to change the focus for the especially leasing company to the equipment and the car market. That is far shorter and far more profitable from margin point of view. If you will ask me how much risk is there and how big margin can be achieved there, to be honest, we have some assumption, but it's difficult to tell it right now. I think after the first quarter or after the second, we may say that's the result of the restructuring of this company and that's the figures that we managed to achieve.
Can you just comment whether will be diluted for your margin or on the lending side, or should be positive?
You mean this including of this
mm-hmm.
two companies? I think for now it will be dilution of the margin, because the margin, especially of this real estate,
okay, but going forward
are low. And the going forward, this new production, as I said, should be into the different products, I mean the leasing of the equipment and the cars, and I believe that the margin are nicer than 2%. So it should rather contribute positively, but that's I cannot tell you right now that that's the case.
Sure.
Definitely we do not want to continue to make the lending of the long-term real estate low margin transaction.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to shift more or less on the kind of the, I don't know whether I can call it, but kind of the cash loans for the corporate, that means the leasing and the factoring product. Polish zloty, short term, nice margin, I hope. This one, I don't know, because that's some kind of the new development for our leasing company as well. Yeah?
Sure.
Interchange fee. The level of the interchange fee in our credit card commission is on the level of 60%. What can I say more? And of course, if there will be the cuts of the margins, it will affect us and the market as well. So you can quite easily calculate what will happen or and how big one off cut of the revenue will face. However, I believe as well that the lower margin will result into the higher volumes, and the high volumes are something that we are quite good in. So we believe that within the time, depending of course of how much this margin will be cut, we will be able to compensate it from the just increase of the transaction point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Last 2012, the volumes, yeah, you mean, and our feeling about 2012?
The bottom line, basically.
You know, the bottom line I cannot discuss because the group policy is that we...
I understand that you cannot comment, but it seems that the market is pretty optimistic. Do you share that optimism or you would be rather more bearish?
I would be rather neutral. I know that I think the darkness part was darkness time was in the fourth quarter of the last year. And from this time, the one issue changed. The ECB issued almost 500 billion of the cash, and they injected it into the system, and that significantly changed the feelings. However, I do not think that something really changed, how to say, significantly into the basics of the situation. Of course, that's improving the situation. And there is far more of the liquidity on the market that is visible. Everybody feels it right now. The feelings are far, far better. However, I still believe that it did not change too much. There will be another cash in, I think, input into this month, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, February, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So I think this situation can be even more optimistic into the first half of the year. But I still believe that the lending growth will be rather muted into 2012, and we'll see some fight for the deposit. So overall, the pressure on margin will be there. And of course, everybody's positive until the mid of the year 2012 because of the Euro Championship. However, nobody knows what will happen in the second half of the year. So I'm realistic. I'm trying to be realistic.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Jak Polska z grupy nie wyjdzie, to będzie
nie wiem, czy to będzie dobrze, czy źle. Konsumpcja wzrośnie. The consumption will be...
Piwa.
Piwa.
Z tych trunków.
But just to be very serious, I think the first half of the year will be... Because when we look, for example, into the GDP growth last quarter, it was 4.3%. And the major factor pushing it up was the investment. And I think this will continue in the first quarter and second quarter because the national stadium must be open before the European Championship. What will happen after that? Hard to say.
Sure. Maybe just one more question about, you said, you mentioned that this year you funded $2 billion from sale of your bond portfolio. What's your feeling about 2012? I mean, what's the target for 2012? Would you like to fund all your lending with deposits, meaning keep the loans to deposit ratio flat, or would you be still eager to slip it some off further?
Of course, the first impact will be the takeover of the lease and commercial finance, because I think then we'll start from the first quarter, we'll start to publish two kind of the loan to deposit ratio, because the partially will be funded by us, these volumes. However, into some extent, as I said, that's funded and will be funded by the group. But of course, it will affect our total absolute loan to deposit ratio, but more or less 10%. So I think that first quarter of the year, we may be over the 80% because of the consolidation of the leasing and the commercial finance. Excluding this group funding, it should be 77, 76, probably something like this. I think that the development on the market for now, and what I hear from our treasury part as well, is that the Polish bonds are significantly strengthening. The assumption is that the Poland may be perceived as a kind of the Switzerland of the Central Eastern Europe, as a very kind of the safe haven. So they assume that the Polish złoty bonds will strengthen further. So it means that the bigger bonds portfolio you have, the lower revenue you may expect. So because of that, I think that's confirming the correctness of our strategy, that we would like to exchange the bonds into the loans.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we cannot do it from one day to another. I think this taking over of lease and commercial finance, that the step into the right direction. Of course, we do not want to exceed, for example, 100% loan to deposit ratio. So growth of the lending will be harmonized with the growth of the deposit. But still, we have some space on the lending side to grow faster because of this bond portfolio that we still own.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions?
Yes, actually, it's Michał Konarski from Wood here again. Maybe one more question. So what we hear is that most likely there will be some margin pressure this year. Probably there is not much optimism for fee income growth this year as well. So my question is actually regarding the costs. Will you be trying to slow down costs this year to match revenue growth? And what would be the cost-cutting initiatives actually for this year?
You mean the general expenses?
Yeah.
You know, I think that in the last 2 years we had a situation that our general expenses, I mean excluding HR, it did not grow significantly. And that was the result of the different kind of the optimization we took. Basically for the year 2012, because of the high inflation pushed up by the prices of the energy, this cost will increase. And at least for now, we do not assume any significant, in our base scenario, we do not assume any significant cost cut nor the reduction, because of course the one point when we really can reduce the cost are the HR expenses. But for now, we do not assume any measures for this part of the profit and loss, let's call it in this way. So our base scenario, rather assume flat revenue, rather assume the increase of the cost.
All right, so can we expect further deterioration of the cost-income ratio, actually, in 2012?
You know, if there will be the strong pressure on the margin,
mm-hmm.
temporarily it may happen. However, that will be for the total, I think, industry. We're a part of the market, having, you know, 10% of the market, you cannot escape from the market.
Mm-hmm.
The flat lending development, if there will be pressure on the deposit and the pressure on the interest margin, so that's not excluded scenario. Of course, we are a management of the company and then we will react. However, for now, we do not assume any extraordinary measures.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
What is the variable part of the HR costs? Basically, bonuses that are growing with volumes, basically.
Pani Marto, in percent or in volume?
In percent. Can be in percent.
percent from the total. Total is something like less than 20%, slightly less than 20%.
Okay, thank you.
But that's still significant amount.
Mm-hmm.
Far more than 100 million złoty.
One more question. Tomasz Walkowicz, UBS. So you had several write-backs in the corporate lending in Q2, Q3. And then there is one of your peers, which is also pretty much a corporate lender. They also had subsequent 3 or 4 quarters with releases in corporate lending. Do you think that something like this could happen still in 2012?
A good question. Of course, we still have some amounts into the NPL, and but the really the situation in 2011 was that, to some extent, some of these releases we could expect, but some of them was really very, very surprising. To be honest, again, we have cleaned the portfolio, especially in the fourth quarter, so I do not assume any significant releases. As a base scenario, we do not assume any significant releases. If something will come, it will be rather as a positive surprise. So we rather assume as a base scenario, no any significant releases of the risk cost.
Okay, thank you.
And what is NPL ratio on the mortgage portfolio?
Okay. Wow.
Oh.
I will come back.
Sorry.
Don't be
I will come
heart,
yeah.
Okay?
Okay, thank you. And any signs of deterioration in any of your book, being that corporate or retail?
Basically, as you see into the allocation for the loan loss provision for the retail part, the situation is very good. You know, I don't remember NPL ratio, but the expected loss for the mortgages is less than 10 basic points. So.
Mm-hmm.
This portfolio is so good that it's really hard to believe it will be so good. Of course, if you would follow the expected loss, our loan loss provisions allocation should be higher, but you know we are in the IFRS, so we have to go in line with the IBNR rule. Basically, there are no any significant sign of the deterioration nor the worsening of this retail portfolio. To be honest, when I saw this unemployment rate for the January, that was a bit threatening for everybody. However, you know, that's the more than 13% and still nothing's going on. I think the issue is, unfortunately, the issue is that the unemployment is the most sensitive ratio for the retail. So the question is, from the, of course, risk point of view, risk cost point of view, is what will happen with the unemployment, because if it will grow during the year, within the time, it may start to affect the retail portfolio. But for now, we assume, I think, as the market as well, that this increase of the unemployment in January is temporary.
Okay.
Okay. Was it the last question?
Maybe just one last final from me.
Okay.
So actually, if you look at net interest margin across different quarters in 2011, there was this upward trend which broke in Q4. And was there a promotion in deposits or anything like this?
Yes.
I mean,
it was slight decline, but still.
Yes, and of course, from the I think we have discussed it as well, that from the 1st of the September, we have increased the rate on our saving accounts by the 25 basic points, if you remember correctly, so it has some impact as well.
Okay, thank
but
you.
I would say following that the revenue from lending is growing, the unfortunately or fortunately cost of deposits are growing as well. I think the most important development for me is the strengthening of the bonds portfolio, because it resulted in the positive revaluation into the capital. However, the reinvestment of the bonds are with the lower and the lower rates. So that's very much, you know, in contrary to the Polish Monetary Council communication that they consider some increase of the rates because, okay, do not comment further, okay?
So, sure. So that's something you cannot hedge, right? Because it's every reinvestment is like a new starting point for hedging.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lower rate, okay.
Theoretically, you know, we should start to lower the rate for the clients, but with this, you know, deposit market situation, that's difficult. And because of that, what I'm saying, the most important point will be this situation with the fight for the deposit, because that's what the, I think in current moment, that's the only one question mark what will happen, and that will affect the net interest income, I think, for the sector and for us as well.
Okay.
Because in theory, looking into the market, we right now we have inverted yield. I mean, the long term are lower than the short term. So we should start, the market should start lower the rate for the clients on deposit. But, you know, it does not look like this. Because the feelings are that because the Monetary Council is informing about the possible interest rate growth, so expectation of the public is that the rate should increase. But in the same time, we see, as we see in the figures, we see the strengthening of the Polish złoty and the drop of the market interest rate. So, you know, the expectation differs very much from the reality, from the money market. And that's, I think, one of the very difficult issues. And it's hard to say from my side right now what will happen.
Okay, thank you, man.
Okay. So, can we finish already? Is there any very, very last question? Our question were asked. So, thank you very much for...
Thank you for a lot of questions.
Yes,
good questions.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you.